you know, no matter how big somebody gets financially, no matter how many followers they have on Instagram, no matter how much affluence they have created in their lives and for their families and for their team members at their places of employment, we all must continue to go through these obstacles and this adversity, this pain, this struggle. And we must embrace and learn pain tolerance through the difficulties of the lives that we live by embracing that next difficult path that we have.
Welcome to The Value Race. It's more than just a podcast. It's a way of life. Hey, in this race to add value in life, there's no balance. We're using our gifts. We don't bury our talents. It's all about serving.
Welcome to another episode of The Value Race podcast, where the journey is the destination and the person who adds the most value wins. I appreciate everybody for joining me today. This is Kyle on another episode of the Value Race podcast. You have a solo episode from me today. A huge shout out to my co-host, Chesco. I truly appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate the last episode that you did as a solo. I appreciate the fact that you and I have been rocking on this journey of the Value Race podcast for over a year now. You guys, everybody who's tuning in today, how many of you guys know that sometimes when you look at what it is that you want to accomplish in your life, what it is that you want to do, when you look up when it was that you were expecting it or when it was that you were planning it or what it was when you were thinking of it or in visualizing it, after you endure on that task for a period of time, it doesn't look like what you thought it was when you first started, or your life doesn't appear to be in the position that you thought it was going to be. For us, you know, as we started this podcast and as we continue to endure on this race, man, we observed and went through and overcame so many different obstacles and challenges and difficulties and struggles in our own personal lives and with what we saw and what we desired out of this podcast, and in our own personal lives and the relationship that me and Chesco share together, you know, and yet here we are and here we stand. So a huge shout out to you, my brother Chesco. I truly appreciate the fact that we have come into connection in our lives, that our relationship has been formed, and that we have endured on this race of value together, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I hope you're getting massive value in your life today in the environment where you're currently at. And I got an episode for you guys today. First of all, before I hop in here, any of you guys, if you're getting any value out of this, please like, subscribe, share on all platforms. Man, it takes a lot of energy and effort on our own parts to show up day in and day out and make sure that we're putting out this content for you guys who tune in to listen to this podcast. So I ask you guys, if you are getting any value out of this, like, subscribe, share on all platforms, share it out with somebody, and let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we're doing. That way, we can figure out what it is that we're doing that you guys like and what it is, that maybe we should switch up or change. And again, today I shared with you guys as I hopped on, it's going to be a solo episode with me, myself. Chesco is not here today, so I'm going to try to just shoot you guys a quick, concise, practical message for you guys that you could take and apply into your lives today. And the title of my message that I have as I hop in here is Pain, Struggle, and Pain Tolerance. Pain, Struggle, and Pain Tolerance. And man, this has been heavy on my heart lately, just with the things that I've been enduring, the things that I've seen other people in my life and in my associates, what they've been enduring. And, you know, I think there's a fallacy that a lot of us might come across, that we believe that as we continue to endure and as we continue to persevere, that the difficulty of our lives will somehow, some way go away. And what I've just seen out of my personal life is that as I maintain a consistent approach and behavior of embracing the difficulties that come up in my life. Though I become more calloused to the new adventures, the new difficulties, the new stresses that come up in my life, it does not make me invincible to them. It does not make me be able to avoid them. And matter of fact, I don't believe that we ought to avoid them. That actually segues me into a huge portion of what I want to cover today with you guys is I believe that for most of us, a lot of us, man, we truly attempt and desire to avoid the difficult struggles in our lives, the difficulty, the stresses, the anxieties, the obstacles, the adversity. We intentionally try to avoid them at all costs and remain in comfort. And whereas I got life's hard tattooed on my hands, right? And when I did that, I was in a very difficult position and standard in my life. And I used to say, like, after I got saved and I received Christ and my life had completely changed, I would say that, you know, the life's hard is though I believed it was like a curse on my life. You know, when I got that tattoo on my hand, I believed it was like a curse upon my life. Life is just hard. Why is it so hard? And then after I received Christ and my life was changed, I started to believe that, you know, the only reason my life was actually hard was because of the decisions and that I had made and the mistakes that I had made. And I devoted my life from that point forward to say, you know, if my life is currently in a position of difficulty and stress and anxiety and frustration, and I have gleaned the rewards out of the bad decisions that my life was entitled to because of the activity and the actions that I was taking, I vowed at that point to start to make better decisions, start to change my behavior patterns, and to live a lifestyle that avoided the difficulty, not avoided the difficulty such as avoiding the hard things in my life that created positive change, but avoiding the difficulty as in creating better decision-making processes to where I did not have to endure the elongated frustrations and depression of circumstances that I did not appreciate in my life. And where I'm currently at, you guys, where I'm currently at and where I'm going with this is that whereas I believed at that point that the difficulty of my life was implanted in that position because of the bad decisions that I had made, which was accurate, I believe that now the hardness in life, the difficulty in life, the struggle in life is actually preordained by God, by Christ himself upon our lives so that we can become the individuals that we are intended to be able to accomplish the tasks that we are intended to accomplish in this world. And where I'm getting at with that is how I was covering a little bit earlier before I got into that story is there's so many people, so many of us, even me, attempt to avoid the difficulty in life. We want to abstain from that. We want to abstain from the adversity. We want to abstain from the obstacles, from the struggle, from the anxieties, from the frustrations. Or at the very best, we want to simply endure them and make it through. When we come across those battles, when we come across those obstacles, when we come across that adversity, we want to just simply endure it for a time and at very best accept it for what it is until we get to the next level or the next environment or the next status. And what I'm here saying today is that I don't believe that the difficulty at this point in my life is to be avoided. I don't believe that the difficulty is just to be accepted and tolerated until you can get to a better environment. I truly believe that that pain, that adversity, that struggle, is actually supposed to be embraced and held tight and leaned into. Lean into that difficulty, that adversity, that obstacle. When it gets hard, intentionally make it harder. Because I believe that God himself, Christ, has called us to endure that difficulty and to embrace that struggle, just as he himself embraced that cross, so that we could all receive salvation. And I got a scripture that I want to cover with this. I'm no preacher, I'm no pastor, I'm no theologian, I'm no college educated, Bible college educated believer. I'm just a guy who opens up my book, asks God to lead me through it, and gets direction. And I want to cover this with you guys. Again, I'm no pastor and this is no church service, but I want to back my point up with some scripture and what I believe that this is saying. And this is in the book of Luke. I believe it's the 9th chapter, verses 20 through 27. It starts with, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." And you know, this is a huge element here in this scripture, is that he says, "Who do you say that I am?" It's not, who does the world say that I am? Who does your parents say that I am? Who does the church say that I am? Who does society say that I am? Who do your friends say that I am? He says to Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" It's a personal decision and commitment to say, "I believe that you're the Christ. You're the Savior of the world." And on that point, everything else hinges. And that I don't believe that it's coincidence from there that he goes on to say, and he strictly warned and commended them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day." The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. So if our Savior, if our Lord, if Christ, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Almighty, Yahweh, if he must, he was called, he was chosen, he was described, must, had to suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and yet be raised the third day, then listen what it says next. "Then he said to them all," then, after these two things, he asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Make a personal decision. This is what I must endure and go through. "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what first deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So he goes right into, after saying, who is it that you say that I am? These are the things that I have to go through. Then he said, if anyone desires to then what? Come after him, follow in his steps, follow in his path. What must we do? Deny ourselves, our own desires, our own fleshly passions, our own thought processes and patterns that we think we're supposed to go through. And we must pick up our cross daily and follow after him. So what is picking up that cross? What does the cross signify? It signifies the persecution, the pain, the suffering, the difficulty, the pain tolerance, the endurance that Christ himself had to go through so that he could be raised the third day. And he says to each of us that we must pick up that same cross daily and follow after the example that he had set. The desire, the passion, the understanding of him having to embrace the difficulty and the struggle and the suffering of his life so that he could accomplish his end result that he was called to do. And if it was good enough for him, he's telling all of us, if it is for us to desire to follow after him, each of us not should, not could, not will, not may go through these difficult times and this suffering and this struggle. We must go through it. So where I'm at in my life today and what I'm covering with this podcast today, and I believe it's just kind of like ingrained within me personally, is the belief of the embracing of the difficulty and the struggles and the adversity and the obstacles of our lives. Because of what I have seen accomplished, because what I have been through, because how I have seen my life grow in the middle of it, I understand that this difficulty, this struggle, this adversity, it's not just to be endured. It's not just to be accepted. It's to be embraced and pressed into, because as we do so, just as Christ did himself, we are understanding and we are following after our destiny and our calling in this world. And again, this podcast is not a message to be preaching to you guys. It's a message for you guys to understand my thought processes, my patterns, my viewpoints, and where I'm at currently in my life, man. You know, no matter how big somebody gets financially, no matter how many followers they have on Instagram, no matter how much affluence they have created in their lives and for their families and for their team members at their places of employment, no matter how much prosperity they create for their families, no matter how much good they put out into the world, no matter how strong they are physically, mentally, spiritually, we all must continue to go through these obstacles and this adversity, this pain, this struggle. And we must embrace and learn pain tolerance through the difficulties of the lives that we live by embracing that next difficult path that we have. This scripture goes on and he says, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." And with my thought pattern today and how this scripture reads to me, is as he's discussing, he specifically addresses, who do you say that I am? This is what I must go through. Whoever follows me must go through these same things. And then he says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. If you try to avoid the difficulty, if you try to avoid the adversity, if you try to get around the obstacles, if you try to take the shortcut, if you don't embrace the next difficult decision that you must make, you would never be able to accomplish the goals and the desires and the passions and the ultimate calling that has been placed upon your life. Because those difficulties, those obstacles, they must be endured. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. You will lose your life. You will give up what you think is the good way. You will let go of the desire to be comfortable. And you will embrace the cross daily, looking for that next obstacle, looking for that next adversity, looking for that next challenging season so that you can dive into it. For what? For whoever loses his life, who gives up the desire to be comfortable, for my sake will save it. For what will it profit to a man if he gains the whole world and in himself is destroyed or lost? If you try to take that easy way, if you try to avoid that obstacle, you might have some success. You might gain a lot of access to financial rewards. If you take that shortcut, if you don't treat your clients right, if you don't do that next difficult thing for your family and your loved ones and your spouse, if you don't make that next correct change within yourself internally, you might see some good things in your life. You might receive the entire world. You might receive what you thought it was that you sought after. But internally, you will actually lose yourself. You won't be confident. You won't be satisfied. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And I truly believe, you guys, again, I'm not coming on here to preach, to be a pastor. I'm no theologian. I'm no biblical scholar. But in the word, he says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. And I think about that. And I say, how many times, you guys, are you ashamed of Christ himself, the individual who saved your soul, for one? But for two, let's segue to another step. Ashamed of the person who you really want to be. Ashamed of what you believe you have received internally to be able to accomplish. Ashamed of the work that you know is necessary. Ashamed of your behavior patterns and your actions when you're not living up to the calling that's been placed upon your life, when you're trying to avoid that adversity and that difficulty. Or ashamed to confess to the people around you what you know is lacking within them. If you do not do what you know that you are called to do, if you do not glorify Christ himself, Yahweh, Christ, Jesus, our Savior, he'll be ashamed of you when the time is to come. And I believe, you guys, that these scriptures together are in unison saying that Jesus must suffer all these things. Then follows that by us picking up our cross. This says to me that is not only going to happen that we suffer, but it is imperative that we suffer. I believe that these scriptures together are saying that as Christ suffered on the cross, following that by how we must then pick up our cross and follow him, is saying that we might not only go through hard times, might not just happen to us, but it is actually imperative to us that we go through these difficult times. It is imperative. It is part of our journey. It is to be embraced. You must lean into it, you guys. We must lean into the adversity and the difficulty. Push further into it, because it is in the middle of that trying time that everything is actually happening. And I say this to you guys from the position of my life that I'm currently in, seeing some fruit, some rewards from the endurance of the life that I have put forward, but also the adversity that I'm currently addressing and going through. As I wrap up today, I told you guys it would be kind of a short one. It's just me as a solo. I hope you guys got a lot of value out of this. It's kind of from the cuff, but also from my heart. And also I had some specific points I wanted to hit on and cover. Is that right now in my life, we hit a milestone for our company. We received the most amount of gross profit in 1 month that we had ever had. Turn around a month later, our most expensive vehicle was stolen from our car lot. And insurance is only going to cover a small fraction of it. And then if they were to recover it, you know, they would get the vehicle. So we're most likely not going to claim it. It's a long story, but we took a big loss in our company. Also, I've been dealing with back pains for about a year and a half. And every time I feel like I'm over the hump and I'm getting better, it crashes me again, and I just can barely get out of bed. And yet, I continue to get up. I lean in to the next adversity or obstacle that it is that I need to overcome. And I don't just desire to overcome it, but I desire to learn every piece of the lesson that I can out of that difficult scenario and situation that I'm going through, so that I can continue to become the individual that I am called to be. And I encourage you guys today who tune into this, whatever it is of that difficult lesson that it is you're in the middle of, or whatever difficult season that you're enduring, understand that this is not just isolated to you. It's not just isolated to Kyle. It's not just isolated to Chesco. It's not just isolated to the Value Race. It's not just isolated to Redemption Auto Sales. It's not just isolated to Francesco Franzese Financial. It's for each and every individual, the big guys that you pay attention to, the people speaking from stages, the individuals with big followings. They're all going through these adversities and these obstacles and these struggles. The difference is, you guys, some people stop in the middle of it and they give up, and some people lean into it and keep going. And I encourage you guys today to keep going. Lean into that next obstacle. Lean into that next stressful time. Lean into that next adversity. And that's what I got for you guys today. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I do pray that you got some good value out of this, that it was worth your 25 or 30 minutes that you tuned in. And if you guys did get any value out of this, please like, subscribe on all platforms. You guys know where we're at. Follow us on Instagram. Share this out with somebody else that you think needs to hear it. Because if you don't, you guys, the person who might need to hear this might not. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of The Value Race, where the journey is the destination and the person who adds the most value wins. God bless y'all. Peace.
Hey, in this race to add value in life, there's no balance. We're using our gifts. We don't bury our talents. It's all about serving.